Okay, this is Elon Musk and his gang just launched the greatest, biggest rocket that has ever been launched by humans an hour ago or so. I'm thinking maybe I should take courage, aim high, and again look a bit at my seemingly too ambitious project of designing a game engine for my text game, which I guess ordinary programmers would whip together in an afternoon. So anyway, here we go. Here it goes. It's pretty much, as far as I see now, based on the history table. I do something, talk to someone, means I select a piece of talk, and that ID goes into the history. And then of course that links through the link table, you know, link from, link to. There are links for each room, and they have the from, just ID to the room, which then just gets queried when each room will be entered, and link to well, that's the ID of another room. That's basically it. And so the link is being clicked, that means I say something, I selected something, chose something to say, which is often what we do anyway in our minds when we speak, right? So there are three things I can say. I say one on them, click, goes into the history, ID for the statement, and just like objects or the things, statements have their, or action maybe we should call it, and then qualify that action with some field there, but if it's a statement or whatever it is, I don't know, but action number blah 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 means I'm saying this. So I've said that, which means I read the other one, which we can easily query out where it is. Which means I could add to the profile table a little clue to what I am interested in, or where I'm at, okay? So that's the way it goes, and we could have already there, it seems to me, a lot of stuff going on, walking around, meeting people, having long conversations, because the conversations, as far as I now seem to see it, if that is correct, let me test. They don't have to live stored in their entire tree chain. The only thing that we need to store is where each node in that tree links to the next and where it comes from. That's it. And that just needs to be stored in each link record. and that's it. You can just enter with anyone at any point in that tree, retrieve that link, see where it leads and where it comes from. So basically we can retrieve a room, maybe even a situation in that room if there was a long discussion going on. Well, I don't know if... No, you can just retrieve the discussion, right? No, if it's discussion links. Otherwise, if it's to another room or like that, then I'm mixing up discussion links and location links, but I guess they work the same. And that's why I'm mixing them up. They all go into the history. They can all contain a little field they're saying which kind of link it is. So, well, if I want, I could put them all on the same table, maybe. Links. I think so. And those links will do a lot because they are the actions. When you click a link, then that's an action. And those actions go into the history, into the profile of the player. And that pretty much drives most of the action, doesn't it? Now, we've got the objects. Each object's there, defined location, default location, function, what happens when you click on it. In other words, a link, again, connected to that object. And that goes into the links table. But then, whether the user has taken that object, which means for that user, the location field there, which room this object is found in, is overrided, and it's now instead in the inventory of the user. So for each user, there is this inventory table, and when that object, the ID of it, is in that inventory, then for that user, that's where it is. So before, each time you check the position of location of objects, you check if they are in the inventory. If not, you use a default. That's good enough, no? Well, a user can drop an object, so then we need to handle that somehow. We could maybe just, no, we can't update the default. We could put it in the history or whatever, which is the dynamic thing going on here, right? So we may need to do quite a few quick queries each time something happens, which means good to have an optimized database running on a fairly quick server. So there we have some of the dynamics in it that we can check the history file for conditions if this and that, then this object will be visible and so on. And I guess that's where the tricky logic is. But then I had this idea of a table called conditions. Where we predefine conditions in a class, so condition model you could say, and where each condition has its function, and those functions are stored in the condition table together with the ID of the object, whatever that the condition applies to. In this way, we can at least accomplish basic AND conditions. I guess we could start with that. Just have something and then put the most effort into building a good interface for managing the data, for writing this strange game book, which it really is. So yeah, what ChatGPT did, tried its best, is giving me the basic structure here, the classes, the controller, the model, the view. Little off, little odd, but still. Theoretically right. Albeit a bit pseudo-codish still. But I could use that because it gave me the clarity of structure for such a project that I want to use, I think. Which is, I think, simple, clean MVC, not a big chunk of Symfony, which, again, I think these frameworks, they're getting too big. So yeah.